is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你赐给我们的道理是非常的清楚。求主给我们一个愿意遵守你道的心，愿天父上帝帮助每位听众，不要怕目前的困难，求主与他们同在，赐给他们信心，使他们愿意照着你的旨意行。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us study lesson 86 today.
我们现在所研究的是第八十六课。
Lesson 86
第八十六课。
The subject of Lesson 86 is Love Fulfills the Law.
第八十六课的题目是爱完全了律法。
God is love.
上帝就是爱。
All his actions toward man are motivated by love.
他对人类所有的一些行动都是出于爱心的。
His word, the Bible, is a message of love and hope.
他的话就是圣经，乃是慈爱和希望的信息。
His law is also a marvelous revelation of his deep love for us.
他的律法也向我们用一种奇妙的方式显明了他对我们的慈爱。
Christ came to earth to demonstrate the love of God.
基督到世上来，为要显示上帝的爱。
He also emphasized that the underlying principle of the law is love.
他也强调律法的基本原则就是爱。
At one time, he was approached by a lawyer who asked,
有一次有一个律法师进前来问他说,
Which is the greatest commandment?
他说哪一条律法是最大的呢?
Listen to Jesus' reply.
请听耶稣的回答。
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
你要尽心爱你的上帝。
And with all thy soul.
你要尽心尽性。
And with all thy mind.
尽意。
This is the first and great commandment.
爱你的上帝。那么这就是律法中的第一。
And the second is like unto it.
且是最大的，其次也是相仿。
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
你要爱人如己。
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
这两条诫命是律法和一些先知一些道理的总纲。
Matthew 22:39-40.
马太22:37-40.
Here we have the Ten Commandments summed up in two great principles.
在这个地方把十条诫命总结为两个大原则。
Love to God.
一个是爱上帝。
And love to man.
一个是爱人。
The first four commandments of the Decalogue.
十条诫命前四条。
Have to do with our relationship with God.
是论到我们与上帝之间的关系。
Therefore,
所以
if we love God with all our hearts,
如果我们尽心地爱上帝,
we will not worship other gods.
我们就不会敬拜别的神。
We will not use God's name carelessly.
我们就不会随便地提到上帝的名。
And we will keep the Sabbath day holy.
我们也会遵守安息日为圣。
The last six commands deal with our relationship to our fellow men.
后六条诫命是论到我们和我们同胞之间的关系。
If we love others as ourselves,
如果我们爱人 像自己一样。
We will not dishonor our parents.
我们就不会不孝敬我们的父母。
We will not do bodily harm to anyone.
我们也不会伤害任何人的身体。
We will not stoop to immoral acts.
我们也不会降低自己的身份去做不道德的事。
We will not steal.
我们也不会去偷盗。
We will not lie.
不会说谎。
Nor will we covet another's property.
也不会去贪恋别人的财产。
The two commands of Christ do not do away with the ten.
耶稣基督的两条命令并不会废掉十条诫命。
They merely stress what the motivating power should be.
只不过是强调应该有的原动力而已。
This is brought out clearly in the Chinese translation.
这在中文的翻译里头说得很清楚。
Someone has put this truth thus.
有人曾经这样的说明了这个真理。
One,
第一个，
Love to God will admit no other God.
爱上帝就不会承认其他的神。
Two,
第二，
Love will not debase the object it adores.
爱不会降低崇拜的对象。
Three,
第三，
Love to God will never dishonor his name.
爱上帝就不会不尊敬他的圣名。
Four,
第四，
Love to God will reverence his day.
爱上帝就会尊敬他的日子。
Five,
第五，
Love to parents will honor them.
爱双亲就会孝敬他们。
Six, hate, not love, is a murderer.
杀人的乃是恨而不是爱。
Seven,Lust, not love, commits adultery.
第七，奸淫的是情欲，而不是爱。
Eight, love will give, but never steal.
第八，爱是会施舍，绝不会偷盗。
Nine, love will not slander nor lie.
第九，爱不会毁谤或者是说谎。
Ten, love's eye is not covetous.
爱的眼光是不贪婪的。
Christ said to his disciples,
基督对他的门徒说，
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
John 14:15.
约翰14章15节。
The Savior wants evidence that his followers love him.
救主要他的信徒表示爱他的凭据。
They may say,
他们可能这样说，
Lord, Lord,
主啊主啊。
They may pray and praise his name.
他们可能祷告也赞美他的名。
That is easy enough.
这是很容易的事。
However,
但是，
if they do not keep his commandments,
如果他们要是不遵守他的命令，
all of their expressions of love will be but a sham.
他们所有表明爱的这些个口头上所说的话只不过是装模作样而已。
A child expresses its love to parents by being obedient.
小孩子必须以顺从来表示他对双亲的爱。
Even so, the Lord expects obedience from us.
同样的，主也希望我们顺从他。
This is our only way to express our gratitude and love to him for what he has done for us.
这乃是我们因为他为我们所做的事情而表示感激和敬爱的唯一方法。
Christ continues,
基督继续说，
If ye keep my commandments,
你们若是遵守我的命令，
ye shall abide in my love,
就常在我的爱里。
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments,
正如我遵守了我父的命令，
and abide in his love,
常在他的爱里。
John 15:10.
约翰15章10节。
What a wonderful promise.
这是一个多么奇妙的应许。
Do we not wish to abide in Christ's love?
我们岂不是愿意常常在基督的爱里吗？
No greater joy comes to the Christian than the satisfaction which is felt as a result of doing those things which please our Lord and Master.
没有什么比因为做主所喜悦的事而得到的满足使基督徒更快乐的了。
In other words, the greatest joy which comes to the Christian is the satisfaction which results from doing those things which please God.
换句话说，基督徒所感觉到最快乐的事就是做主所喜悦的事而带给他的满足。
Many feel that commandment keeping is a burden.
很多人觉得遵守诫命是一种很重的担子。
They want Christ.
他们要基督。
But they do not want any restrictions.
但他们不要任何的约束。
They want the crown.
他们要冠冕。
But no cross.
却不要十字架。
They want whatever rewards there may be.
所有的赏赐他们都要。
But no obligations.
却是不要什么义务。
Does not such an attitude indicate that the heart lacks love for the one who gave so much for us?
这种态度其实是表明他们的心里头对于那位牺牲那么多的主缺少爱心。
The beloved disciple John said,
蒙爱的使徒约翰说,
For this is the love of God.
这就是爱他了。
That we keep his commandments.
就是说我们遵守上帝的诫命。
And his commandments are not burdensome.
并且他的诫命也不是难守的。
1 John 5:3.
约翰一书第五章三节。
Paul wrote,
保罗写着说,
And if there be any other commandment,
或有别的诫命,
it is briefly comprehended in this saying.
都包括在。
Saying, namely,Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
都包括在爱人如己这一句话之内。
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
爱是不加害于人的。
Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
所以爱是完全了律法。
Love does not do away with the law.
这个爱并不会废掉律法。
It fulfills the law.
而是要成全律法。
Mr. Dwight L. Moody said,
穆迪先生这样说,
If the love of God is shed abroad in your heart,
如果上帝的爱浇灌在你们的心里,
you will be able to fulfill the law.
你就能够成全律法了。
Then with David you will say,
然后你就会与大卫一同说,
I delight to do thy will, O my God.
我的上帝啊,我乐意照你的旨意行。
Yea, thy law is within my heart.
你的律法在我的心里。
Psalm 48.
诗篇四十篇八节。
Let us pronounce the 6 vocabulary words to lesson 86.
我们看八十六课的六个生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Motivated.
推动。
Motivated. Two. Approached.
接近。
Approached. Three. Debase.
降低。
Debase. Four. Adores.
崇拜。
Adores. Five. Obligations.
义务。
Obligations. Six. Comprehended.
包括
comprehended. All right, let's read the lesson over in English.
我们把这一课用英文念一遍。
Lesson 86. Love fulfills the law.
第八十六课，爱完全了律法。
God is love. All his actions toward man are motivated by love.His word, the Bible, is a message of love and hope. His law is also a marvelous revelation of his deep love for us. Christ came to earth to demonstrate the love of God. He also emphasized that the underlying principle of the law is love. At one time,He was approached by a lawyer who asked, Which is the great commandment? Listen to Jesus' reply. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 22:37-40. Here we have the Ten Commandments summed up in two great principles: love to God and love to man. The first four commandments of the Decalogue have to do with our relationship with God. Therefore, if we love God with all our hearts, we will not worship other gods. We will not use God's name carelessly, which has to do with the third commandment. And we will keep the Sabbath day holy, which relates to the fourth commandment. The last six commands deal with our relationship to our fellow men. If we love others as ourselves, we will not dishonor our parents, the fifth commandment. We will not do bodily harm to anyone, the sixth commandment. We will not stoop to immoral acts, the seventh commandment. We will not steal, the eighth commandment. We will not lie, the ninth commandment. Nor will we covet another's property, the last or tenth commandment. The two commands of Christ do not do away with the ten. They merely stress what the motivating power should be. This is brought out clearly in the translation, which says these two commands are an outline, as it were, of the ten. Someone has put this truth thus: 1. Love to God will admit no other God. 2. Love will not debase the object it adores, which the worship of idols most surely does. 3. Love to God will never dishonor his name. People who love God will respect his name and will take his name with reverence upon their lips. 4. Love to God will reverence his day, or the Sabbath day which he hallowed and which he blessed. 5. Love to parents will honor them. 6. Hate, not love, is a murderer. 7. Lust, not love, commits adultery. 8. Love will give, but never steal. 9. Love will not slander nor lie. 10. Love's eye is not covetous. Christ said to his disciples, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. The Savior wants evidence that his followers love him. They may say, "Lord, Lord." They may pray and praise his name. That is easy enough. However, if they do not keep his commandments, all of their expressions of love will be but a sham. A child expresses its love to parents by being obedient. Even so, the Lord expects obedience from us. This is our only way to express our gratitude and love to him for what he has done for us. Christ continues, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." John 15:10. What a wonderful promise! Do we not wish to abide in Christ's love? No greater joy comes to the Christian than the satisfaction which is felt as a result of doing those things which please our Lord and Master. Many feel that commandment keeping is a burden. They want Christ, but they do not want any restrictions. They want the crown, but no cross. They want whatever rewards there may be, but no obligations. Does not such an attitude indicate that the heart lacks love for the one who gave so much for us? The beloved disciple John said, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5:3. Paul wrote, "And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." Romans 13:9-10. Love does not do away with the law. It fulfills the law. Mr. Dwight L. Moody said, "If the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, you will be able to fulfill the law. Then with David you will say, 'I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.'" Dear listener, I'm certain this subject has been made very clear to us.
各位亲爱的听众, 我相信这个题目已经说得很清楚了。
Love is the motivating power behind keeping the law.
在遵守律法这件事情上, 爱心乃是这个行动的原动力。
We keep the law of God as an expression of our love to the one who made the law.
我们遵守律法乃是表示我们爱制定律法的这一位。
God is love.
上帝就是爱。
All his actions toward man are motivated by love.
他所有的一切行为都是由爱而发动。
And he wants all our actions motivated by love.
他也希望我们的一切行动也是基于爱这个原动力。
Christ said, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
基督说,你们若爱我,就必遵守我的命令。
This is the only concrete way in which we can express our love to Christ.
唯一的具体的方式,我们能够向基督表明我们对他的爱。
He has done so much for us.
他为我们做了许许多多的事情。
For us, he has given his very life.
他甚至将自己的生命为我们舍了。
He has paid the penalty for our breaking of the commandments.
我们违反律法,而他却为我们付出了代价。
And so by his spilt blood, he can cleanse us from all past unrighteousness.
所以他能够借着他所流出来的血洁净我们以往的罪恶。
He can forgive us for all of our former breaking of the law.
他可以赦免我们过去违反他诫命的罪过。
But more, he can give us strength to keep the law.
但是他还可以赐给我们力量可以遵行他的律法。
We no longer need to be lawbreakers.
我们再也不必成为犯法的人。
We should be lawkeepers.
我们应该成为守法的人。
And not only in this way are we good citizens of our country.
不但是这样, 我们也是我们国家的好国民。
We are getting ready to become good citizens of Christ's kingdom.
我们也准备要成为基督国里面的好公民。
May God bless you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。